WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. If you're commuting between BCS and Brenham, you can make the drive by going around Snook, through Hempstead, or through Caldwell. That's what the two Brazos County members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees will have to do to make a special meeting this morning. The board will consider the formal agreements to stop construction of the new West Campus in Bryan and instead be a part of Texas A&M's repurposed Riverside Campus.
Blinn administrators estimate the investment on the 95 acres at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Linden Roads almost $5 million. Of that, $1 million of that investment can be used on what A&M is now calling the Rellis Campus. The remaining $3.8 million, according to administrators, will be offset in future savings from lower utility rates, infrastructure costs, and shared resources. Blinn board member Nancy Berry of College Station on WTAW's The Infomaniacs is happy to partner with A&M.
This North Bryan campus that we bought and we were going to put two buildings. We'll only need one building here because there'll be a student resource building on the Rellis campus that Blinn students could use.
Blinn's board's being asked today to approve a stop order on the West Campus. Administrators estimate Blinn will have to pay up to $1.5 million. After that, the board will consider the formal agreement with the A&M system. Minimum construction cost at Rellis is between $24 and $31 million. That compares to more than $46 million at the standalone location. This morning's meeting starts at 10 in Brenham. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Statewide road conditions are online at drivetexas.org. Two children are among the latest to have died following last week's severe weather. Brenham police say a 16-year-old died yesterday when a tree limb fell on him while cleaning up storm debris. And along the Brazos River in Parker County, the search continues for a 10-year-old who fell into the water while trying to go after a fish in the Horseshoe Bay area. The count of destroyed and damaged homes in Bryan from last week's severe weather has topped 200. Crews are still assessing flooding damage, which at last counted exceeded 50, all but one in the Pecan Ridge subdivision north of Boonville and east of Austin's Colony. Tornado damage affected more than 150 homes, mostly in Wheeler Ridge, where Bryan police is continuing a 24-hour presence. The commander of the Texas State Guard was the keynote speaker at the local joint observance of Memorial Day.
You understand that on Memorial Day, we honor the ideas and the values of those fallen and what they stood for and died defending.
You can hear comments from Major General Jake Betty and the rest of yesterday's program online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man accused of family violence against the same victim 9 times in the last 4 months was arrested Saturday morning following a foot chase. 32-year-old Trumaine Carter is in jail on bonds totaling $110,000. According to the arrest report, the higher bond was sought due to assaulting the victim 4 times and threatening to kill them twice. An ex-wife is in jail after she was arrested for punching her ex-husband multiple times outside the Veterans Affairs office in College Station last month. According to the arrest report, one of 3 witnesses to the attack stepped in to separate 39-year-old Kimberly Faircloth from her ex, who was in the process of leaving a post-traumatic stress disorder meeting. The second time, Bryan police went to a call of a domestic disturbance on Sunday. The husband was arrested. 35-year-old Thomas Cruz is accused of shoving his wife into a door with enough force to cause the door to crack. According to the arrest report, Cruz returned to the home after officers took him to a hotel following the first disturbance. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6 at 71 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, no, we're going to stay right here. We're not going to do the weather. You know, we weren't here yesterday, and when that happens, unusual stuff goes on. So apparently, while I was gone, I'm cleaning, one of our junior radio cadets, I mean, I figure it wasn't you and it wasn't Bill, so I'm going to figure one of our junior radio cadets came in and spilled their sugared beverage all over my keyboard.
Oh, fantastic news.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy, so that has shut the computer down.
Okay.
And that's where That's where all the commercials are, so we can't do that.
So there we go. Hey.
Hey, there. Yeah, I know. It's just
hey, Brad.
Yeah.
So howdy.
So I had to go get the hand sanitizer, but in the process of that, I had to shut the computer down, and that's the computer that has all our commercials in it and the weather and all that. So I'm
Well, welcome to Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's our new Monday. I was thinking, gosh, a short week would be better. So, yeah, as what I'm doing is I'm folding up the well, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to have you do the sports tease while I crawl under here and restart the computer. Okay.
All right.
So go right ahead.
All right. I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M earned its first top eight national seed since 1999. I'll have the details for you. Also, highlights from Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There we go. Okay, like a true radio professional. All right, so I'll
Scott,
come
I've got some weather. Do you want me to bring it to you?
No, I'll bring it up right here.
Okay.
So we've got that. So here's the weather. It's 88 for a high temperature today. So it started raining about 10 yesterday, and so I thought we were going to have that all day, but we didn't. It ended up being a pretty nice day, and
yeah,
sunshine
it really was.
And all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but that's okay. That's going to change. Today we got about 88 with a slight chance of showers, and tonight about 71. Tomorrow, 60% chance of showers. Wednesday night, 70%. Thursday, 70%. Thursday night, 70%. Friday, 60%. Saturday, 50%. So my thought is if you got stuff that you have to do today or this week, today is the day to pretty much do that because otherwise you're liable to get interrupted by rain. Okay, so my computer is telling me to please wait. I'm glad it says please first.
Yeah, it's so polite.
Yeah, it makes me feel so much better that I'm not going to punch its lights out because of that. Okay, so let me see. Tenants at an apartment complex in Utah furious about a new rule. Residents of City Park Apartments in Salt Lake City reportedly got a notice last week stating they have to friend the apartment complex. Well, what is that? What if you don't like them?
Yeah.
Is there a chance that that might be the case?
My other question, what if you're not on Facebook?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody has that.
That's I have my hand raised right here.
Yeah, no, exactly. Why? I mean, that's crazy.
According to the notices, tenants who refuse to do so will be found in violation. Apartment managers reportedly want permission to post images of tenants and their friends on social media as part of the new rules. Well,
yeah, not okay with that either.
Maybe you don't want to do that. Now we understand. I mean, any advertisements you see about apartment complexes, there are always all sorts of people who probably have nothing in common, smiling and laughing at the camera, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
But they're paid to do that.
Yep.
There's a big difference. And, you know, if you found something in your apartment that day you weren't pleased with, why would you want to friend them? Huh?
Yeah, no way.
Yep. We
got a lot of info.
And then can you unfriend them?
Well, that's my question. So can I start taking pictures of all the bad things around the apartment complex
exactly.
And, like, tagging them in it?
Yeah.
This could really backfire.
I like this place except when this happens or this happens.
Check out my new leak.
Yeah, exactly.
See this monster cockroach I found this morning?
Like.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these. Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW coming up on 6:15. It's May the 31st. Wow.
Yeah.
Day 152, got 2:14 to go. Save your hearing dates, too late. Sorry. done the headphone thing for far too long. Yeah, I can't do that.
We don't have any hope there.
No. Save Your Hearing Day, so Macaroon Day. Celebrate it that way.
All right. Wait.
I'm not a huge fan of macaroon.
No, I got to have a beverage nearby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they definitely will dry out.
They're sweet and dry.
Yeah.
And,
I think they're just pretty, and that's why people have this obsession with them.
Probably right. Maybe invented because this is all somebody had in the kitchen that day.
Yeah.
Not like I'd sit around thinking about what. I mean, because after all.
And do they last a while? Like, do they have a pretty long shelf life?
I think so. The thing is, there's a finite number of uses for coconut.
Yeah.
And I think we're all thinking coconut macaroons here, right? I mean, I don't know of any others.
I guess. I don't know.
What you think upon grows today. I don't know what that means, but that's just what you think upon. Do you go over and think at the houseplant that is not doing well, and it then grows? Is that what happens? Do you think over a short child, and then they grow?
Like some sort of like hippie thing. Like, what you think about grows,
could
man?
You do. All right, birthdays.
We got Azalea Banks is 25. Waka Flocka Flame is 30. This birthday list is all for Chelsea.
Waka Flocka Flame.
These are people she would probably know.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
He is a rapper.
Really?
All right.
No kidding.
Very cool.
I didn't
cool.
think he was a State Department official. I'm just saying.
Waka Flocka? No?
Waka
no?
Flocka Flame?
Okay.
Can you
he's the governor of Minnesota.
Exactly. We've had one of those.
Senator from Iowa.
So is he out of a greatest hits CD out?
I couldn't even name. Right, I know. Okay. I just know he's a rapper.
You knew who he was.
He's working on it. Eric Christian Olsen is 39 from NCIS Los Angeles.
Now, interesting fact. I don't know if you watched the show or not. He is now romantically linked to this female agent on the show. Okay. She is married to his brother in real life.
Wow.
And his brother, in fact, is a stand-in for
him,
his star brother, on the show.
That's got to be kind of weird, right?
A little bit different.
Yeah, wait, is this the shaggy blonde haired guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I like him a lot. Okay,
he played Jim Carrey's character in the prequel of Dumb and Dumber.
And
it was
terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Colin Farrell is 40 today.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Phil from Amazing Race, 49, the host. Yeah.
And we're at work?
Yeah. Okay. Brooke Shields is 51 today. Daryl McDaniels is 52. He's from Run DMC.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the DMC. Okay. Corey Hart is 54, still wearing his sunglasses
at night.
That's right. Leah Thompson, 55 today. Chris Elliott is 56.
Wow,
he's funny. I like him. Uh-huh. Susie Essman, 61. She plays Susie in Curb Your Enthusiasm, the foul mouth. Susie.
Everybody on there's foul mouth.
That
much,
is true.
Anyway,
she takes the cake, though, if you see the show.
She does.
Tom Berenger, 67 today. Joe Namath is 73.
Oh, my.
Peter Yarrow is 78. I believe Clip Howard talked to him a while back, from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
And Clint Eastwood, 86 today.
All right.
86. All right, there you are. It's 6:19.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But we also have to recognize a basic truth about Saudi Arabia. This is a corrupt, repressive regime that currently is trying to drive the American fracking industry into the toilet by manipulating oil prices so they can maintain their monopoly and thus America's dependence on foreign oil. And as soon as all those fracking companies go out of business, which they're doing, then they're going to gear up the prices for a barrel of oil. And then once again, Americans will have to restart their efforts at becoming energy independent. We should continue regardless of what they do. They're not friends to America.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you use a free credit monitoring service, you may think that it will protect your identity, but it won't help resolve identity theft problems. And you may not realize that some free credit monitoring services feel free to sell your personal information. Now, LifeLock will never, ever sell your personal information. Instead, they'll help protect you from identity theft. Now, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wider range of potential threats. And God forbid, in the event they discover a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists. They'll work to resolve it for you. And, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock helps protect you without selling your information. Remember, free credit monitoring can cost you by selling your information. LifeLock memberships start at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4836. Or just go to LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code Hannity. You'll save 10% on your membership. 1-800-440-4836. Mention my name, Hannity, or go to LifeLock.com.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Howdy. Softballs will be flying on June 11th as the Chamber of Commerce, along with title sponsor CHI St. Joseph Health and team sponsor McDonald's, hosts the 9th Annual Community Softball Classic. This tribute to our first responders also benefits the 100 Club. For only $9, softball fans can cheer as our local police officers and firefighters battle it out at Nutrabolt Stadium, home of the Brass Valley Bombers. The first 650 ticket holders get a free meal, and all tickets are good for the Bombers game that follows. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. on June 11th, and tickets can be ordered at bvbombers.com or call the Chamber at 260-5200.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Analysts are once again raising their oil price forecasts, with rising prices taking some pressure off OPEC as the oil cartel meets this week. Investment banks surveyed by the Wall Street Journal hiked their price forecast for the third consecutive month in May, predicting that oil will average $43 a barrel this year. That's up $2 from April's survey. Right now, crude oil up 14 cents at $49.47 a barrel. Volkswagen saw net profit fall 19% in the first 3 months of the year as it struggled to deal with a costly scandal over cars equipped to cheat on diesel emission tests. The company also faced plummeting sales in Russia and Brazil due to those countries' troubled economies. Profits for the quarter fell to $2.63 billion, while revenue fell 3.4%. VW shares down more than 4% in European trading. On Wall Street, futures a bit higher after stocks closed higher on Friday. For the week last week, the Dow Industrials jumped 372. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Good morning. It's 6:23, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so a Virginia couple driving to New York got a little lost and accidentally broke into a nuclear power plant.
Like you okay. do. Yeah. That's normal.
All right, we're worried about terrorists and our infrastructure. This couple just kind of meandering the roads. Police say that the couple got a little off course, and so they cut through the chain to gain entry to an unauthorized road. Yeah. At what point?
Do you think this isn't correct?
Yeah. Oh, wait, honey, let me get the bolt cutters out of the truck
right?
so we can open up this gate that's locked.
The GPS says.
Yeah, we ought not do this.
Recalculating.
I take like how, your bolt cutters.
Yeah. I like how those, they're accepting the fact that this was an accident.
Yeah.
They accidentally cut the chains.
The couple claims they didn't notice any of the no trespassing signs on their way.
I'm sure there were none.
No. It's the Peach Bottom Atomic Power Station. Authorities confirmed that they entered a highly secure, sensitive area where radioactive material is transferred from the main power plant. But facility spokesperson Crystal Merkel says the pair never posed a threat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's discuss the security of this place.
Uh-huh. Right? That's my thought.
If a lost couple was able to gain access that easily.
They're saying if necessary, security had been authorized to use lethal force, and the officers were monitoring the entire time.
Wow.
They do face multiple charges, thank goodness, including trespassing, possession of a controlled substance. And criminal stupidity.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Pretty good day today. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. It'll be warm, about 88 or so. You know, yesterday we did have some breezes for a while, which was nice, and we have winds up at about 5 to 10 out of the south. Today, we do have a chance the showers will be mainly after 1 o'clock today, so it's 30% today and tonight, about 71 for a low temperature tonight. And then tomorrow, the chance of showers elevates and will continue really pretty much to the middle part of the week. It's 60% as it stands right now on Wednesday, 70% on Wednesday night and Thursday night. Friday, we're back down to 60%, and then Friday night, 40%. Saturday, 50% again. So plenty of moisture in the atmosphere that's going to apparently fire things up. Temps will stay right around the 80-degree mark, and then lows each night drop it down to 70 or a little bit below. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 5. We do have a lot of humidity out there, and there is a little bit of fog in some fog-prone areas, so be aware of that. And we're looking at 71 degrees.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
It turns out that what you eat, good or bad, can have an effect on your children's health and their children's health. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Eating a lousy diet can create health problems not only for you, but for your children and grandchildren.
When you hold an improper diet constant, every generation is sicker than the generation before it.
Nutritionist Gray Graham, author of the book Pottinger's Prophecy.
Look around at families you know. Look at the grandparents, the parents, and the children, and they will often express the same problems, but the grandparents may have some problems, but then their children will have the problems earlier, and they'll have it more significantly, and then their children, the children of today, the young children, they will express it even more so.
And the statistics seem to back this up.
What we're seeing now, Mike, is that the children born today, particularly after the year 2000, have a huge propensity for diabetes. In fact, the Center for Disease Control says that 35% of our children are going to be diabetic in their lifetime.
Research studies on people and animals support this theory that the cumulative effect of a poor diet compounds over generations, and each new generation must pay the price. The good news is, it is reversible.
It looks like that when we change the diet, and the sooner we change it, that we can actually recover our health and we can live the whole, full, and natural lifespan that we were meant to by our original genes.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. As residents of Washington County continue to deal with the aftermath of record flooding, the Blinn College Board of Trustees is moving ahead with this morning's special meeting to change expansion plans in Brazos County. Administrators have released more information about building on Texas A&M's former Riverside campus and ending construction on property purchased last year in West Bryan.
Blinn administrators say the cost of building at what A&M calls its new Rellis campus is between $24 and $31 million. That does not include what A&M might charge for parking, landscaping, or redesign fees to meet their requirements. Blinn figured on spending more than $46 million at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Blinn board member Nancy Berry of College Station on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the decreased cost is due to A&M providing a student resource center.
The university's proposal is just fantastic for the future of Blinn. It's an opportunity to partner with other organizations and institutions within the Rellis campus, including private research and development companies, the engineering station, the experiment station.
In addition to approving an agreement with the A&M system, Blinn's board will have to terminate all its contracts related to its 95-acre West campus. That's estimated to cost up to $1.5 million. That's part of an overall investment of nearly $5 million to handle what's been a growing student population. Administrators believe they can use $1 million of the investment at Rellis. The rest will be paid off by future savings from shared resources, lower utility rates, and infrastructure costs. This morning's meeting starts at 10 in Brenham. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Due to flooding, driving between BCS and Brenham means going around Snook, through Caldwell, or through Hempstead. The count of destroyed and damaged homes in Bryan from last week's severe weather has topped 200. Crews are still assessing flooding damage, which at last count exceeded 50, all but one in the Pecan Ridge subdivision north of Boonville and east of Austin's Colony. 12 duplexes had at least 18 inches of water. The most was 27 inches. Bryan residents with flood damage who live outside of Pecan Ridge and Austin's Colony are asked to contact the city so an inspector can check the exterior of their property. Tornado damage affected more than 150 homes. Bryan Police is continuing a 24-hour presence in Wheeler Ridge today. A decision will be made later today whether that will continue. The summer swimming season in Bryan, delayed by last week's storm, starts today when the Bryan Aquatic Center opens for the season. The grand opening of the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park will be this Saturday, along with pools at Sue Haswell and Henderson. The death toll in Washington County from last week's severe weather is 5. Brenham police say a 16-year-old died yesterday when a tree limb fell on him while cleaning up storm debris. And along the Brazos River in Parker County, west of Fort Worth, a 10-year-old is missing after falling into the water while fishing with friends in the Horseshoe Bay area.
Donald Schauer is Parker County's Emergency Management Battalion Chief and says they're trying their hardest to bring closure to the boy's family.
We're going to keep trying the best we can.
The boy's friends chased him down the riverbank, hoping to rescue him, but Schauer says the boy wasn't wearing a life jacket and quickly went under the water. Kristen Weissel, TSN News.
The commander of the Texas State Guard was the keynote speaker at the local joint observance of Memorial Day.
The words, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends," have come to symbolize American servicemen and servicewomen's sacrifice in defending our freedoms and liberties.
You can hear more comments from Major General Jake Betty and the rest of yesterday's program online at WTAW.com. A Bryan woman for the second time in 4 years is accused of stealing from her employer. On her 25th birthday, Nikki Ladecker was arrested by Bryan police Saturday morning at a house in Miramont for stealing a check from the family where she worked as a housekeeper. According to the arrest report, that was 4 days after she was fired for stealing three more checks. In January 2012, Ladecker was arrested for stealing more than $2,000 in cash and merchandise while working at the College Station Walmart. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office said they could not comment on what happened in the felony theft case. A College Station man guilty of three home burglaries 4 years ago has been arrested for the fifth time in the last 6 months on new charges. The latest case against 22-year-old DeWanteria Cross Jr. accuses him of participating in an armed robbery last week at a College Station apartment complex. One of the victims told police Cross was among 3 to 5 men involved in the robbery at Parkway Place Apartments, where a safe, a PlayStation, a cell phone, and $100 cash was taken. Cross, who was arrested for the second time this year for a parole violation, also faces drug charges. A Bryan man who told Bryan police he was a low-level cocaine dealer was arrested Saturday afternoon after a traffic stop for an outdated vehicle registration. 48-year-old Alcimo Dianda, who is out of jail after posting bond, was caught with about $1,000 of cocaine and $1,300 in cash. A Bryan man is out of jail on bond after he was arrested for drunk driving, then punching out a nurse at College Station Medical Center who was doing a blood draw. 34-year-old Merwin Mexicano was arrested Friday during the midnight hour after the Mustang he was driving struck a tree outside Lane's Chicken on Texas. And another crash that ended in a drunk driving arrest was early Saturday morning on Copy Bridge Road in College Station. According to the DPS arrest report, a pickup driven by 51-year-old Michael Terrell of College Station was on the driver's side and partially submerged in water. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 71 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing, that procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing. It was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
Hi, I'm Heidi.
And I'm Renee.
And we're from Mosaic. Mosaic is a faith-based nonprofit that advocates and provides services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities located right here in Bryan since 1993 and throughout Southeast Texas.
You are invited to our Partner and Possibilities fundraiser on June 2nd from 12 to 1 at the Hilton College Station. I live in one of the Mosaic group homes and enjoy the community Mosaic provides.
Each year, we fundraise so we can provide more for the people like Renee to enjoy a fuller, more meaningful life. Come hear stories and get inspired by our volunteers and the work we do. We hope to see you at the Hilton on June 2nd from 12 to 1 p.m. for this very special event. Please RSVP to heidi.mahoney@mosaicinfo.org or call 979-823-7622.
Thanks, and have a great day.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine today. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 70 to 75. Remaining mostly cloudy tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 80 to 85. Showers and storms are likely tomorrow night, lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms will continue into Thursday, highs Thursday afternoon, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M is a top eight national seed and will be facing Binghamton. We'll take a look forward at that. Also, the Rangers beat the Indians, the Astros beat the Diamondbacks, and the Golden State Warriors head to the NBA Finals. I'll have all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
May have to work around the weather.
Yeah.
Just may have to work around the weather, because, you know, and it's happened before. It's happened here before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes they have to go on until Tuesday or whatever. So we'll see. You know, obviously, you don't have to look any farther than right here in our zip code to see the weather problems that have happened from the rain last week. But here's the deal. Got to remember that all that rain that fell here ends up going someplace else, and it's usually down the rivers, and that means down into Fort Bend County. And apparently as of by midday today, the Brazos River will crest at 53.5 feet in Fort Bend County. That is 3 feet above the previous record that had ever been set. So the highest it's ever been. And, again, Fort Bend County, talk about a place that used to be wide open spaces, and now it's not. Got a lot of pavement and houses and stuff like that. And obviously people go along with that, so they're going to have that situation. We have five people who died in Washington County, and apparently there have been another six people in the state of Texas that have also died. Severe weather claimed an eighth victim in Texas since Friday. This one was a fatality Monday night at late last night at Barton Springs.
Mm.
So that whole area down, Travis County and Austin and that sort of thing, they apparently have had quite a bit of rain down.
Yeah,
there.
I was in Austin this weekend, and we luckily at an outdoor wedding on Saturday, which let out right around 10:30, just before the rain started. It wasn't that bad Saturday, but then Sunday night, apparently a really bad storm came through, and they got a lot more rain.
Wow.
Heavy rain around San Antonio. They're reporting that this morning. Also, there's obviously with the forecast that we have, that's the problem, is we've already had enough. So,
and it's not stopping, right?
From the very first inch that we get now, that'll just start exacerbating the problem. Again, you're talking about how it's difficult or impossible to get to Brenham, certainly impossible to get to Brenham in the most direct route.
Right.
And all that stuff is going to do nothing but get worse. But Wharton is having problems. Kerrville is having problems. And again, in the case of Wharton, that's downstream from the Brazos River. And so as a result, all that rain that we got is making trouble for them. One of the things that I find very interesting is for City of Bryan residents, you have a brush and bulky day every certain days of the week, just like you do garbage pickup. This week, you don't. Unless you're in, I think, Wheeler Ridge.
Those are the only
people. So don't even put your stuff on the curb this week in Bryan, because the crews are going to be working there. Mm-hmm. And again, that's under a best case scenario.
Right.
It's a little bit tougher, obviously, if the rain is falling again. Now, the other good thing is, looking around this morning, there's not any rain. There's no radar that seems to indicate any rain in the forecast. Excuse me, any rain in the area right now. As it heats up, that could certainly happen. So we'll see.
Mm.
6:43. North side of the White House, somebody was placed on lockdown after somebody apparently threw a package over the fence. Witnesses report seeing a woman in handcuffs after she allegedly lobbed the object from Lafayette Square. An individual threw a metal object over the north fence of the White House, says the Secret Service. Uniformed division officers immediately apprehended the individual without incident. All protective sweeps of the metal were met negative results, so there wasn't anything in there.
Well, it's just getting worse and worse with that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're supposed to make the wall of the fence taller. We'll see.
Yeah. So far, it doesn't seem as though any of them have amounted to anything, thankfully.
Well,
but
it's just, like, what does that do? Throwing, some package of nothing.
Get you arrested.
Yeah. And makes 0 points.
No.
There is no message that you're passing along.
President Obama used his Memorial Day address yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery to call for veterans to receive better health care and good-paying jobs. Also laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown. Thank you for doing that, Mr. President. But you know what? It's just as important today. It was just important last week. It was just important last year, as you're talking about today. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you giving it lip service. But and not just the president. All of our federal elected officials, every one of them, needs to be really a pretty important thing to do,
mm-hmm.
taking care of the people who have put their life on the line for us. All right, we got ourselves a Libertarian nominee for president.
Yes, we do.
Again, it's Gary Johnson. He's been there before.
Mm-hmm.
He was a nominee in 2012, so we'll see. Looks like he'll pull about 1% of the popular vote.
Yeah. It might be higher this year, though.
Could be.
It could be, after, you know, with the way that the political landscape is laying out so far.
There are people casting about looking for someone to vote for. A few tense moments yesterday, members of the Bernie Sanders Secret Service team surrounded the candidate as audience members at a rally in Oakland tried to rush the stage. Three people were led away by security. Animal rights
activists.
Yes.
What is
yeah.
that? I don't know. That's what I was going to ask, because that's what I heard on a report this morning. So
aren't those
I didn't know Burn Man was against the animals.
Yeah, exactly. That's not, you're supposed to have something else that you're going to get upset about.
I do wonder if it had anything to do, and I don't know if you'd plan on talking about this story later, but anything to do with the gorilla that was shot this weekend at the Cincinnati Zoo. And I know they were in Oakland, but that's the only thing I can think of why animal rights activists would be up in arms right now.
Yeah, that's
per se.
That's an interesting. Let me grab a call here real quick. Hello, yes. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, never mind. I've read a little bit about that situation. I know that there were people who thought that the gorilla should have been
tranquilized
mm-hmm. in some way. I don't know. What's the other side of that issue?
You watch the video if you can see
okay.
it. Yeah, because
there seems to be a lot of
people are saying that, you know, it could have been tranquilized. It was an endangered species. It really, for at the top of the list, is the parents should have been watching their 4-year-old because he was able to crawl into a gorilla exhibit.
Yeah. What were they doing?
But then, of course, everyone, you know, who's saying a human life is worth more than an animal life, and it definitely looked like he was in danger. He's dragging him through the water river his habitat.
Yeah, okay, I think so. But again, let's go back to the parents.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're paying the price today mentally, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And the little boy's okay. He was taken to the hospital, and he's been released. But it was scary looking on the video that I watched.
Yeah. Unfortunate it came to that. It's
6:47.
We Texans love to show our pride. This Father's Day, show Dad how much you love him with a gift from the Texas Trading Post. Any Texas dad would love our Texas barbecue spatulas, flag aprons, cufflinks, flag ties, money clips, and flag fishing shirts. We Texans can never overdo it. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Waist high and shorter. Those are our parameters as we choose the best of the short plants for our gardens. These are low-growing plants we use beneath windows. They're our bordering shrubs we use to define landscape spaces. They're the transitional greenery we plant in front of taller shrubs to add visual depth to our designs. I have some tips on how to choose and use the short plants. I'll be back with details after this message. We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. We must start with plans for our gardens. Know how tall and wide each of your plant choices will need to grow. That way, your short shrubs won't be overtaken like a rowboat on a stormy sea. As you're doing the plan, think, too, about the textures of the various plants in each area. Try to include a nice mix of bold and soft-textured varieties. Think about their bloom season, if they do bloom, and whether they're deciduous or evergreen. Do your homework ahead of time to avoid costly and time-wasting mistakes. Shop various nurseries and make notes of what you see. Look for the healthiest, largest, and most vigorous plants of each species on your list. Ask for Texas certified nursery professionals and ask them to help you in making your final selections. You're more likely to find them at local independent retail garden centers. Their experience can be worth hundreds of dollars, and it comes free when you shop at the better nurseries. I have a few of my favorite low-growing plants. This list is far from complete, but I would start with dwarf yaupon holly. It's a small-leaf, spineless shrub that gets to be 30 or 36 inches tall and 36 to 40 inches wide, but it can be kept at half those dimensions with attention to pruning. It rarely bears fruit. It's good in sun or shade. Dwarf Chinese holly is rarely used anymore, probably because of the extremely spiny leaves, but it's still a great choice. It has no fruit. It gets 36 inches tall and 40 to 44 inches wide, sun or shade. Carissa holly is perhaps the most popular short shrub today. It's shade to mostly full sun. It benefits from shade in the afternoons and the summer. Now, Carissa has no fruit. The leaves that are somewhat the size of leaves of Indian hawthorn make it a good replacement for hawthorns that have been lost to intimate sporium fungal leaf spot. Dwarf Burford holly is the tallest plant on our list. It can be kept at 36 to 40 inches, but unpruned, it'll grow much larger. It's good in sun or shade, and all plants bear lovely fruit. I still like Japanese boxwood. Choose one of the improved varieties. It retains its dark green color in the winter. Compact Nandina is beautiful. It gets about 3 feet tall, maybe 42 inches tall, but you can keep it at two-thirds that height. And Flirt Nandina is wonderful. A lot of people grow rosemary. In South Texas, Aspidistra is good. Oh, there are a lot of great plants we can use that don't have to get really tall. I'm Neil Sperry. Old plants are still worthy in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Texas A&M earned its first top eight national seed since 1999 as the NCAA Division I Championship Selection Committee announced the Aggies as the overall number four seed Monday. Texas A&M earned an automatic bid to the NCAA Championship with Sunday's 12-5 victory over the Florida Gators in the SEC Tournament Championship game. It extends the Aggies' school record streak of appearances in the NCAA Championship to 10 consecutive seasons and the 32nd overall selection to the tournament field. This marks the 11th time Olsen Field at Bluebell Park will host an NCAA regional. The Aggs were tabbed as the number one seed in the College Station regional, where they'll face number four seed Binghamton in the first day's action at 8 p.m. on Friday, June 3rd. Skip Rob Childress is ready.
Well, we're excited to be at home and excited to be a national seed, but you know, it's a new week, new challenge, and you know, certainly have a tough test in front of us with Binghamton. Had a great year, went 19-5 in American East, won their conference tournament, and they've been to a regional three of the last 7 years, so this is nothing new to them.
On Saturday, Texas A&M will either face number two seed Minnesota or number three seed Wake Forest. Binghamton is 30-23 on the season, including 19-5 in the American East Conference. The Bearcats rolled through the American East Conference tournament, winning all three games by a combined 21-12 tally. The winner of the College Station Regional will face the winner of the Fort Worth Regional regional hosted by TCU in a super regional. In Texas A&M men's tennis, Jackson Withrow and Arthur Rinderknecht's magical run to the 2016 NCAA doubles championship in Tulsa, Oklahoma came to an end Monday evening. The A&M tandem claimed runner-up honors in the NCAA doubles final. The top 10 duo are just the second Texas A&M team to take part in the doubles championship match. The maroon and white clad duo finished the season 16-6 with a team best 9-6 record against ranked foes. The Aggie pair have claimed a trio of three set victories in Tulsa. The two are the only doubles team to have claimed more than one third set that triumph in the Sooner State. In Aggie golf, sophomore Cameron Champ and freshman Chandler Phillips were honored this week, garnering spots on the 2016 Division I Ping All-Central Region team. Champ appeared in 11 of A&M's 13 events this season and ended play as A&M's top individual in three tournaments while leading the squad in 33 rounds of competition. Overall, he notched 12 rounds of par or lower and collected four top 10 finishes. Meanwhile, Phillips emerges as one of the SEC's most competitive golfers during his rookie campaign in Aggieland. He led Texas A&M in both top five finishes and top 10 showings while ranking second in the squad during 13 events. In high school baseball, Matthew Bennett's two-out single to right scored Reese Easterling with the game-winning run in the 11th inning, and the College Station Cougars advanced to the Class 5A Region 3 finals with a 4-3 win over Santa Fe at the Pete J. Bielinski Jr. Athletic Complex on Saturday. Game 1 of the finals against Tomball is tomorrow at Sam Houston State University at 7 p.m. In the NBA,
the greatest playoff comeback in Golden State Warriors history ends with a Game 7 win.
The Golden State Warriors are in the NBA Finals for the second straight year after becoming the 10th team to win a series after trailing 3-1. Steph Curry hit 7 three-pointers and scored 36 points as the Warriors downed Oklahoma City 96-88 to capture the Western Conference Finals. Klay Thompson had 21 points for the Warriors, who trailed by 6 before outscoring the Thunder by 17 in the third quarter. Game 1 of the Finals is Thursday. In Major League Baseball,
Mitch Moreland next to the bag at first makes the catch, and the ball game's over. The Rangers win it 9-2.
Nomar Mazara hit a three-run home run, and Ian Desmond added a two-run shot as the Texas Rangers beat the Cleveland Indians last night 9-2. Game 2 against Cleveland, it's today at 5:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Phoenix,
Altuve making the call. He and Mariznick coming together, but Altuve makes the catch, and that is the ball game.
Houston's surge continues with the Astros getting an 8-3 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks Monday. Colin McHugh struck out 8 in his first career complete game, and Jason Castro had 3 RBIs in the win. Game 2 with the Diamondbacks is today at 2:40 p.m. In other news, Baylor Athletic Director Ian McCall has stepped down days after he was put on probation in the wake of a scathing report about the school's handling of sexual assault allegations. Baylor yesterday also hired former Wake Forest coach Jim Grobe to replace Art Briles, who was let go last week. And Augie Garrido is out as baseball coach for the Texas Longhorns after 20 seasons. The university says Garrido will become special assistant to athletic director Mike Perrin, but will give up his coaching duties. Texas finished the season at 25-32. And that's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
It's all new, all true, family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group. Jason, big event coming up, Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance. It's coming up the first part of June.
That's right, Gabe. We're sponsoring Coaches Night, sponsoring the whole event. This will be our third year to actually sponsor Coaches Night. So it's Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance. So we're excited to bring that to the folks here in College Station.
I know people are going to be able, if they have any questions, they show up to Coaches Night, you're going to bring some Rollo Insurance people there that can help serve as hosts.
Right. I mean, not everyone from the agency will be there, but a good number. I think last year we had maybe 15, 20 people there, and they had their Rollo Insurance shirts on, and they were trying to help people, you know, with the seating and greeting. And we take a big part in that. We take pride in that. Of course, what happens from those funds that are raised, it goes back to give scholarships to people to go to a university we both love, Texas A&M. Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance, Thursday, June the 9th.
Go to bcamc.org. Get a quote today with Jason Rollo and educate yourself in the process. Go to Rollo Insurance.